Time Warner Audiobooks presents Till Death Do Us Part, written by Kate White and read by Kate Walsh.
The first time she said her name on the phone that January night, I couldn't place her, though there was something vaguely familiar about the voice. It had a snooty, trust fundy tone, as if she were announcing, "I own a Marc Jacobs bag and you don't."
"Ashley Haynes,"
she said once more, this time with exaggerated emphasis and irritation.
"We met at Peyton Cross's wedding. I was a bridesmaid, remember?"
"Oh, right." We had been introduced late last April in Greenwich, Connecticut, during the infamous Cross-Slavin wedding weekend. Ashley had graduated from the same exclusive private high school as the bride and was now working, if my memory was correct, as an interior decorator in Greenwich, though working was apparently something she chose rather than had to do. An image of her began to loosen from my memory: long, chestnut-colored hair, slim as a French baguette, and haughty as hell.
"Oh, right, I'm so sorry," I said. "I'm in a little bit of a fog at the moment. How are you, anyway?"
I was pretty sure what was coming next. Since I'm a contributing writer for Gloss magazine, I often get phone calls from people I've met asking for fashion or publishing-related favors. But I write gritty true crime and human interest stories for the magazine, and I'm not connected to the glittery, glossy stuff. "My name is Bailey Weggins, and just for the record, I am categorically unable to help someone become a Ford model, gain admittance to a Chanel sample sale..."